This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, we have a very special guest in the studio with us now. I imagine he arrived in our major prize.
A chauffeur-driven, Holden Spark.
Joining us is the Director of Communications for Holden Australia, Sean Poppett. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's lovely to have you in the studio. This relationship with Holden is brand new.
Brand new. The Holden Spark.
Like the Holden Spark. Thank you, Cam. And we're really, really excited about it. So thank you.
Oh, we're super pumped. It's a really great relationship and you guys do such great work and we love the music and it just seemed like a really perfect partnership made in heaven, really.
We certainly think so. Now, you're the Director of Communications, mm-hmm. which means you know how to say everything correctly when it comes to Holden business. Is that right?
Particularly if my boss is listening.
Right. Got it. How long have you been with Holden?
It'll be nearly 5 years in September, actually. So, it's been a roller coaster ride of 5 years, but I've never worked anywhere that had the same kind of passion for as you find at Holden, which I'm assuming is the same for you guys.
Well, passion is what this place runs on.
Absolutely.
Now, Holden, like all car manufacturers in Australia, is going through some major shifts.
Absolutely.
From manufacturing to being a car retailer,
that's right,
I guess. Yep. But a couple of really important parts of Holden is that you're keeping quite a lot of the back-end operational stuff in Australia, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. So we won't be manufacturing cars in the country anymore from 2017, but we'll continue to sell cars and service cars. We can continue to have a world-class design centre. We've got 130 amazingly talented designers in Port Melbourne, and they design cars for all over the General Motors world, from Buick to Cadillac. In fact, they did one in January for the Detroit Motor Show, the Buick Avenir, which actually won concept car of the show, which is just a huge feather in the cap for those guys. So we're going to maintain an awful lot of capability here and continue to serve our customers really for as long as they'll have us.
Fantastic. So Holden's very much entrenched in Australia, not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
It remains a iconic Australian brand.
Indeed.
And look, we're going to talk to you a bit more about what Holden's doing community-wise and one of the reasons, I guess, why you're partnering up with Joy. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, we do have the Director of Communications from Holden Australia in the studio with us. Sean Poppett is still with us. Sean, we talked a little bit about where Holden's committed to Australia and being a great corporate citizen. And you've got a couple of really, really amazing programs underway at the moment, actually. I saw a video for one of the things that's come out of that. You've got some really large community grants on offer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called the Holden Home Ground Advantage, and it really focused, I guess, on grassroots sport, which is, you know, such a big part of the Australian, I guess, psyche, which is, mm-hmm. you know, as Holden as well. And that's a program that's going for 10 years, $5 million, up to $100,000 in grants. And we did this thing recently with the Junior State of Origin. Being in Victoria, not everyone will know what I'm talking about, but for those that that are listening and do follow State of Origin, go the Blues. We get through that. We made some country kids from Queensland and some country kids from New South Wales, and they actually got to play on the Sydney Football Stadium ahead of the big game, and it was just an amazing experience to be able to let these kids live their dreams. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so and basically there was no such thing as the Junior State of Origin before you guys stepped up.
No, absolutely. It was something that we worked with the NRL and the State of Origin guys, and we really wanted to find a way to kind of bring that whole possibilities ethos to life and give these kids a chance to really live their dreams. And, you know, it was just amazing to see their reaction, and they got to be a bit of a guard of honour when the teams ran back onto the field at the start of the second half. And, yeah, it was something that we're extremely proud of.
So what's the sort of criteria? You say you're focusing on sports at the moment. So what are the criteria for accessing?
For Home Ground Advantage, it's simple. If you have a sporting club, any sport from track and field, soccer, football, gymnastics, you name it, rowing, and you're a club in need of funding, and you know, I grew up in a small town and played a lot of sport, and I understand how difficult it can be to get that funding, you just jump on to holden.com.au and head to the Home Ground Advantage site and put in put in your bit, and then we'll do our best to ensure that you're part of the crew.
Fantastic. And this has been ongoing for 5 years. So
it's a 10-year program, sorry. We're in about in our second year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. 10-year program, you're
absolutely
in your second year.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so.
But you said you've got $5 million sort of put aside.
Yeah,
for
that's
it.
Right, over that 10-year period. So I think we've given away over close to $300,000 over the different ones. So yeah, and the difference that it's made in some of those regional, particularly sporting communities, has been fantastic. And I guess even more than that, those small sporting clubs are such a heartbeat of the local community as well. People come together, families come together, and it's really, you know, it's a real pleasure for us to be able to help out.
Sean Poppett, the Director of Communications at Holden, is still with us. Thanks for staying with us, Sean.
Absolute pleasure. And I just got to say, that last news story, fantastic. Right? I mean, who hasn't lost their pants at some point?
Lucky we found Sean's pants.
We'll get you back on Hide and Seek next week. You can talk about that particular story.
They have pants-free days, well, every week.
Most weeks. So we'll love to have you back on for that.
I think the boys would like it too.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes. Interesting.
A couple of other things I wanted to ask you about at Holden. You guys were one of the first corporations to sign up publicly for support of Australian marriage equality.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually the only car company in Australia to have signed up to it. And something that, you know, it's really important to us as a brand and as a business that we stand up for the things that we believe in. And diversity in all its forms is really something that we're really big on. And, you know, that comes from our parent company too, General Motors. They made same-sex couples have the same rights as mixed-sex couples 2 years before the federal courts legalised gay marriage in America. So we're really, you know, as a company, and that's what this is about as well, is about challenging people's perceptions too. I'm sure that lots of people out there might have a perception of Holden that probably revolves around maybe V8s and that kind of driving. And, you know, we're about so much more than that. And diversity is something that's really woven into the fabric of our company internally. And it's we've got to tell people that.
Fantastic. And actually, even your parent company, General Motors, by doing that, and that's a big, big step. Because in America, of course, worker benefits and spousal benefits are driven at a company level, not at a legislative, benefit level. Mm-hmm. So that's actually big call for General Motors.
Absolutely.
Now, one last thing. Holden here in Australia actually has a employee diversity group as
indeed,
well.
Indeed. We've got the Diversity Council at Holden, and they advise us. They're made up of employees, and they advise and help us implement certain different diversity programs that we have going on. We are, for example, one of the only companies to have signed up to the Aboriginal Employment Covenant. We're being recognised for our gender diversity employment practices as well. So there's all this great thing. It really is woven into the fabric of everything that we do, and we've just got to get a little bit better at maybe telling people about that,
yeah.
I think.
So it sounds like it's an employer of choice.
Yes, absolutely. If I'm sure for a lot of the people listening at Holden now, that would be exactly what they'd like to hear.
Fantastic. So, Sean, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing Holden's story and some of the many reasons why the partnership with Joy just makes sense. Mm. Thank you for that. Holden's the new Holden Spark LS, it's a pretty magic little car.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Easily the best car in its segment. And I'm not just being paid to say that. Everything from particularly technology, right? So it's got the phone projection, you plug your phone in and your apps come up on the screen. You can, with Android and Apple CarPlay, it's 5-star ANCAP safety rating. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but it's
I'm sure you could.
I bet I could. But yeah, just a magic little car, and you can have one very, very happy listener when it does go off.
I remember when I saw the promotions for the Spark, and a lot of people were saying, well, they're very much centered at girls, and I went, you know what, they're also centered at gay boys. love our gadgets. So this is a car of choice.
Yeah, look, we don't discriminate. We'll sell the car to anyone that wants one of any creed or color, so no problem with that at all. But it was a really interesting campaign for us as well. We actually did some market research and came back that, you know, 87% of women kind of felt like the car industry didn't talk to them. So we really put on a whole new marketing campaign, a whole new new advertising campaign and really wanted to make people feel more comfortable about heading into dealerships so you could get a test drive that comes to you. And it was something, again, really different for us. And, you know, we're really, really trying to challenge those perceptions about the brand at the moment. And it's a great deal of fun. It really is.
Fantastic. It's all good news, particularly for Joy and Joy members. Sean Poppett, Director of Communications at Holden, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.